Hillier and Huffman are working toward their doctorates in sports sociology at the University of Tennessee, Knoxville. Both were struck early on in their research by athletic competition's ability to break down barriers. Ashley Huffman recalls participating in a sports camp held in Israel a few years ago. She was surprised at how quickly four of the girls bonded in spite of their cultural, religious, and political differences.
The girls, Israeli-Jewish girls, the Arab Christian girl and the Palestinian Muslim girl, those four still remain in such close contact and have had their parents, you know, drive them to Jerusalem to meet. You just never would think that that would happen. And so I think it was really just the essence of the camp. You know, that's what it was all about.
Building on their research, Hillier and Huffman launched Sport for Peace. The organization provides opportunities for girls and women from various backgrounds to engage in friendly competition. The program focuses on female athletes living in countries where women face difficulties participating in sports. Sarah Hillier just returned from Iran.
I was there for a month teaching softball. It was my eighth time in Iran. In 2002 was the first time that we had gone to Iran to teach softball. And prior to that time, softball had never been played in Iran, even prior to the revolution in 1979. So this last time that I was there was extremely rewarding because in the last 6 years, the women have really embraced the sport and improved, so much so that they have expanded and have started 15 different teams in 15 different cities throughout Iran.
Softball is a relatively recent American invention and began as an indoor version of baseball. Hillier and Huffman videotaped a game played in Iran, and it looks for all the world like the softball games played on summer days in small towns all across the United States. But Hillier says there are some differences.
As soon as we step outside and we go to maybe a practice soccer field where we would be in the view of men, then we have to wear a scarf and a long sleeve.
Getting past those cultural, religious, and political differences is exactly what Sport for Peace is designed to accomplish.
When it comes down to it, both the women in Iran and the women in America understand that those problems are our government's problems, but that people are people. And sport provides a tremendous opportunity for American women and Iranian women to meet as people and to share ideas and beliefs and hope and empowerment through sport.
Hillier and Huffman have been impressed with the dedication of the Iranian athletes. On this last trip, the pair delivered donated protective gear to a catcher who'd been playing without it for years. Hillier recalls her saying,
"I've never had a mask or a chest protector or the things that go on our legs. And because of that, I've had a broken nose and a few black eyes and several busted lips. And you have no idea how much this means to me." And then finally, she just broke loose and embraced me because she was so incredibly grateful that she finally had something to protect her face and to protect her body that would allow her to continue to play a sport that she absolutely loves and would love to represent her country someday.
That young Iranian catcher just might get her chance. Softball is a medal sport at this year's Olympic Games in Beijing. Competitions are also held annually under the oversight of the 117-nation International Softball Federation. And women in other sports can look forward to playing on the global field. This summer, Sport for Peace is helping rebuild the Iraqi women's national basketball team. I'm Mike Osborne in Nashville, Tennessee.